Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that there is great anguish over the prospect that there will be only two choices for president, either Joe Biden, who would be 81 years old at the time of his new inauguration, and Donald Trump. Donald Trump would be 78 years old, maybe 79 by the time of his inauguration. In any event, there's now evidence, and there are voices in the press, in the Wall Street Journal, in the Washington Examiner, elsewhere, saying, no, 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 it will not be down to those two. Why not? Well, Daniel Henninger in the Wall Street Journal says because the Democratic Party, which still operates like an old-fashioned political party looking out for its own welfare, will never allow Joe Biden to be their standard bearer this time. So what's going to happen with that? We will get to that. It's a fascinating column called The Stupid Party versus the Evil Party. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to David Frum, who was a former speechwriter for President Bush, a prominent commentator from a conservative point of view for Atlantic Magazine right now. David Frum is against the attempt to try to strike Donald Trump's name for the ballot. It's not because he's a supporter of Trump. He's not. But he's a supporter of giving the American people the choice they want. And clearly, there are millions and millions of people, there are 74 million people who voted for President Trump the last time, and people want a chance to vote for him. And to try to use a constitutional provision, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution that was ratified in 1868, to use that in a bid to keep Trump's name off the ballot, as I've told you before, I think that's a disastrous move. It would move our country, yes, closer to that civil war that so many people fear. We'll be speaking to David Frum about that. We'll also be speaking to the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, who is trying to promote as his position as the head of the National Governors Association, a better way to disagree. Disagree better is his motto. What does that mean? We will get to that speaking to Governor Cox, and we will also be speaking to one of the most important voices in the American conversation, Jason Riley. Jason has a new piece about the Biden administration trying to score partisan points based on memories, and some of them false memories, of the March on Washington some 60 years ago. And Jason insisting that the important thing for black people today is to look at what black people themselves have achieved, not to try to look at all the, quote, great things that the Democratic Party has provided as rewards to people of color. Jason Riley also coming up on the Michael Medved Show. First off, the idea that we are not, in fact, as many people feel, doomed to a Trump versus Biden race, which, again, the overwhelming majority of Americans say they don't want. According to consistent polling, over 60% of the American people say they don't want Biden to run for re-election. It's even higher than that for people who say they don't want Trump to run. They'd like to see something else. And Daniel Henninger writes in his Wonderland column, which comes out every Thursday. It's indispensable. But what he says is an overwhelming majority of the public, more than 60%, doesn't want either Joe Biden or Donald Trump to run for president. Yet the two major political parties are tumbling toward that unwanted choice. The late Washington economist Herb Stein articulated what came to be known as Stein's Law. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. That's my belief about this election. Biden versus Trump is unthinkable. Therefore, it won't happen. I'll put it this way. The party that nominates someone other than these two will win the decisive votes of independents and will win the election. The Republicans look locked into their forget the independents choice. I don't think the Democrats are. It is difficult to disagree with the assumption that the multiple prosecutions are ensuring Mr. Trump's nomination by the Republican Party. Virtually every event related to the four indictments ratchets up the Republican rage meter another several points for the former president. You know that Trump mugshot was worth millions the moment you saw it. So too, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision to plop down the Trump trial in Washington on March 4th, just hours before the Super Tuesday primary. Mr. Trump's capture of the GOP nomination could become secure if their support for him in polls rises into the strong 60% or even 70% range. That polling momentum, propelled by anti-prosecution rage, could produce early, fait accompli, Trump wins in Iowa, New Hampshire, and then South Carolina on February 24th. And they have another piece like this in the New York Times about the great likelihood that Trump would have the nomination locked down before his trial even begins on March 4th in Washington, D.C., because they will have already had those early primaries in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina. Once Democrats conclude the Republican Party has arrived at a point of no return on a Trump candidacy, it will be time for another Clyburn moment. Now, what does Henninger mean by a Clyburn moment? He says, ahead of the February 2020 Democratic primary in South Carolina, Representative Jim Clyburn, reflecting the Democratic establishment consensus, pulled the plug on then-frontrunner Senator Bernie Sanders as unelectable in a general election and endorsed Joe Biden. To win in 2024, they will pull the plug on Joe Biden. Democratic Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota is already laying the groundwork, saying recently, quote, "The Democrats are telling me that they want not a coronation, but they want a competition." As widely reported, some 50% of Democrats don't want Mr. Biden to run. The party that wins next year could set the country's direction for a generation, writes Henninger. Democrats won't let Mr. Biden's weaknesses, let alone Kamala Harris's weaknesses, put their agenda at risk. Unlike the Clyburn endorsement, there won't be any coronation. Democrats can't explicitly throw over Kamala Harris, but they can open their primaries to an array of Democratic governors who would evade responsibility for Mr. Biden's economic policies. California's Gavin Newsom, Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer, North Carolina's Roy Cooper, Colorado's Jared Polis, Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, New Jersey's Phil Murphy, or Illinois' J.B. Pritzker. Democrats don't have to win big. They just have to win. And most of these governors, with the party and its donor base behind them, could pull across a winning margin of independents desiring a minimally acceptable alternative to voting for the Trump tumult. Then they would likely win again in 2028. Because remember, everybody except for Trump can run for a second term, but this is their first term as president. So how does this impact the question of faith in America? We will be getting to that with Russell Moore, a former Baptist leader, coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the idea that Daniel Henninger puts forward, and he puts forward the idea that he thinks that the Democrats are more likely to win this election because they're more likely to actually have the discipline and the determination to dump their front runner. Their front runner is the incumbent president, whose name is Joe Biden. And a lot of people believe that once you're an incumbent president, you have so many levers of power that even if all of the political bosses in the Democratic Party decide no more Biden, they are going to have a tough time. What are they going to replace him with? Robert Kennedy Jr. right now, who, along with Marianne Williamson, who's been a guest on the show, are the only people running against Joe Biden. And no, I don't think Robert Kennedy is going to be the nominee. What Daniel Henninger thinks is they're going to open the nomination up. There will be one of the prominent Democratic governors, probably Gretchen Whitmer or Gavin Newsom or someone of that nature. And it'll be that individual against President Trump, who is overwhelmingly likely, according to most prognosticators and pollsters, to win the Republican nomination. Today, Trump continued to issue dozens, literally dozens, of videos on Truth Social. And he also overcame or responded to some criticism that he received yesterday for not saying anything about Hurricane Idalia and the victims of Hurricane Idalia. Today he had a very nice truth that he put out. It says simply, there's nothing wrong with it. He says, our hearts go out to everyone impacted by Hurricane Idalia. I urge everyone to listen to your local officials. Good. Heed all warnings and prioritize the safety of yourself and your loved ones. I've witnessed the courage, strength, and spirit of the great people of Florida many times over the years, says the former president. Together, they will recover and rebuild, but in the meantime, be safe. Love and respect to everyone. God bless you all, with an exclamation point, signed Donald J. Trump. Real Donald J. Trump. And there's also a message from Ron DeSantis, which is a strong message. And there can be no question at all that Ron DeSantis, for his very decisive and energetic response to these hurricane horrors, that he is gaining a little bit of respect from people who may not have felt much respect for him. And partially, he has been speaking very regularly to Joe Biden, and they're both praising one another for doing the kinds of tasks, the kinds of relief efforts that need to be done. Joe Biden today earlier had a something of a press conference, a little mini press conference over at the FEMA headquarters, where he was talking more about the plans to help people in Republican territory in Florida and Georgia and South Carolina. Is Georgia still Republican territory? Arguably it is. Certainly it is. Here was Ron DeSantis issuing a warning to potential looters that was emphatic. This is clip one.
I'd also just remind potential looters that people, you never know what you're walking into. People have a right to defend their property. This part of Florida, you got a lot of advocates and some proponents of the Second Amendment. And I've seen signs in different people's yards in the past after these disasters. And I would say it's probably here. You loot, we shoot. You never know what's behind that door. If you go break into somebody's house and you're trying to loot, these are people that are going to be able to defend themselves and their families. So I would not do it. We are going to hold you accountable from a law enforcement perspective at a minimum, and it could even be worse than that, depending on what's behind that door. So let's all band together and lift people up and not try to take advantage of a difficult situation.
Okay, I don't believe there has been any major reporting about major incidents of looting, certainly not yet. And that, of course, is a very good thing. Meanwhile, there is another issue that has gotten a shockingly large amount of attention. In fact, I can't believe the attention it's gotten, We talked about it on the air the other day. There was a statement by George Kube, who was director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. And Dr. Kube was suggesting that the U.S. government should perhaps, not even definitively, but perhaps consider adopting Canada's recommendation for people to limit their drinking and to limit, for instance, their consumption of beer to 2 beers per week. And there are many people out there, I will admit, including myself, who drink somewhat more than that. And, I mean, not 20, but somewhat more than 2 beers a week. But this is just a suggestion. Ted Cruz obviously read one of the internet distortions of this, that no one is suggesting that we make a law, that we make a rule, that we impose an extra tax. These are health suggestions. And again, the American people very readily and regularly ignore health suggestions. But Ted Cruz actually got a lot of grief from out there in the Twitterverse. They don't call it that anymore. It has to be, I guess, the X-verse now, because it's X. But Ted Cruz was doing a beer segment as he was gulping beer together with Eric Bolling on Newsmax.
Why the hell does Biden have an alcohol czar? We don't need czars in the United States. But number two, what is it with liberals that want to control every damn aspect of your life? Biden came in, one of the first things they wanted to do was ban gas stoves. New York State has now done that for new construction. They're trying to go after and regulate ceiling fans. I got to tell you, it's hot in Texas. We don't want to get rid of our ceiling fans. And now these idiots have come out and said, drink 2 beers a week. That's their guideline. Well, I got to tell you, if they want us to drink 2 beers a week, frankly, they can kiss my ass.
Go get drunk.
Okay. Cruz, it reports in Mediaite, was accompanied by a crowd of people behind him who took a synchronized swig of beer just as he did, and the Bolling followed shortly thereafter. The segment made its way to X, the platform known as Twitter, where critics trashed the senator's antics as performative. And somebody sent him David Schuster. The federal government also recommends against drinking paint thinner. Can we arrange for Ted Cruz to defy that as well? How about skydiving with old unchecked parachutes, brushing teeth with sandpaper, riding in a barrel over Niagara Falls? What else? We'll get to it on the MedVet Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia is bringing life-threatening flash floods to parts of eastern North Carolina. The storm that came onshore as a Category 3 hurricane in Florida yesterday morning is now a tropical storm with sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. Tropical storm warning is in effect for South Santee River north to North Carolina-Virginia state line. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying Hurricane Idalia left behind major damage,
particularly along Florida's Big Bend. The community is resilient, and we are going to work hard to make sure people get what they need.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not fit for office. McConnell, who's 81, appeared to freeze up while speaking to reporters yesterday, raising concerns over his health. Greene, in a social media post, said severe aging and health issues among the nation's leaders must be addressed. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Pastor Russell Moore, who is one of the most prominent voices in American Christianity. He's a theologian. He's a minister. He's the editor-in-chief of Christianity Today, and he previously served as president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And Southern Baptist Convention for a long time has been the largest Protestant denomination in the country, second only to the Roman Catholic Church in terms of the millions of adherents. He is the author of a new book which has stirred extremely passionate reaction. Extremely passionate reaction, because it takes the position that American evangelical Christianity has lost its way. The book is called Losing Our Religion, An Altar Call for Evangelical America. Would I be right, Pastor Moore, in saying that this book is actually intended as an altar call, if you will, for America in general and not just for evangelicals?
Yes, I think there's a sense in which the rest of the world is called to kind of listen in to what's happening in evangelical Christianity, because it's happening everywhere else as well.
What's happening? What went wrong? Why are there, literally almost every day, there are new polls, surveys, statistics that indicate the retreat of faith, more and more people abandoning church membership, reduced church attendance, Why is that happening?
Well, I think part of it is a general secularization of the United States, a phenomenon you've been writing and speaking about for a very long time, even before it was perceptible. And I think there were a lot of people who were saying, oh, that'll never be the case in America. And it is, especially if you look demographically going down to the younger ages. But I also think that there's been a disillusionment that comes. I talk every day to people who are just at the precipice of walking out because they started to think, well, is the church really just politics? Or they've seen the sexual abuse cover-ups and the high-profile scandals and authoritarian pastors and so forth, and are starting to wonder, is that all there is?
Which, again, is a painful question. One of the tendencies that you take aim at in the book, Losing Our Religion, the book is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. One of the tendencies you take aim at and believe needs to be corrected for the health of the country and the health of the faith community generally is tribalism. What's wrong with tribalism?
Well, I think we've started to define our sense of belonging in terms of who we're not. And I think that you have increasingly Americans who really are proving that they're on the side that they're on by how hyperbolic and apocalyptic they can sound about the other side. And it's really created a kind of limbic response in the United States. I'm particularly concerned in the evangelical community when I start to hear people using spiritual warfare language about their neighbors and their fellow citizens. I think that's any time that we have a dehumanization of people, we're headed on a very bad trajectory.
You talk about dehumanization. It's literally, for many people, demonization, isn't it? The implication being that people who are opposed to you on some very often political difference or cultural difference, people are motivated by demonic forces.
Yeah, and that's often quite literally articulated in this case. And I think it's also that we've given up on even the possibility of persuasion. And some of that has to do, I think, with the fact that we've forgotten how people actually change their minds on anything. I mean, if you think of situations where you or I may have changed our minds on something, I would almost guarantee in everybody's case, it didn't happen at the end of a 15 or 20 minute argument, much less for being humiliated on social media. It usually happened over a long process of kind of mulling something through. And I think that in many corners of American life, we don't even hold the possibility of that. And we also don't realize that there's also this American life as video game, where one's enemies are going to be vanquished once and for all. So this is now over. The people who are opposed to me have been defeated and they're gone, which is, of course, not the way that things work in American life, nor should they.
And politically, isn't that reflected in the tendency on both sides now? And it's very noisy on both sides, which is lock him up, lock her up, lock them up. Where people, I know President Trump was talking yesterday about seriously come when he's coming to power, trying to get revenge, retribution is a word that he likes, on some of his political rivals. That's not really a Christian idea, is it?
No, but it's something that really fits with the spirit of the age right now. which is a resentment. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's been this eclipse of the meaning of life, or the pursuit of happiness, as the Declaration of Independence would put it. There's been a sense of replacing that with something that feels alive. And of course, resentment and fear, those things actually can feel good for a little while, but they're not sustainable. And they end up not just hurting other people, they hurt the person who's holding that resentment ultimately. And that's one of the reasons why we look around at the mental health crisis that we have and the addiction crisis that we have. Something's really gone wrong and there's a better way.
Now, there certainly is a better way for reaching young people when you look at across denominations. The particular problem with adherence to some kind of religious loyalty, some kind of religious prospect, some kind of religious practice, that concentrates very directly on younger generations. So what do you do? What needs to be done? That's the real question that is answered in very provocative ways and unexpected ways in Losing Our Religion. The subtitle is An Altar Call for Evangelical America. The author is Russell Moore, who is the editor-in-chief of Christianity Today and was formerly, for many years, president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. What needs to be changed? Obviously, part of what religion is about is the business of changing hearts, of improving people, improving the world. How do you do it? There are chapters in this book on so many aspects of that needed uplift and improvement. We will get to that with Russell Moore. You can call us if you are so moved, 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A somewhat different view than the song. The Losing Our Religion is the name of the book. Russell Moore, Pastor Russell Moore, is the author. He is the editor of Christianity Today. And we're talking about the declines in church affiliation and belief and involvement in religious practices like Bible study. All of this seems to be in retreat, and particularly among the younger generation, which of course is very serious because that's the future. And one of the things that you acknowledge in the book is, yes, there is an alarming view of what's happening to faith communities across the country, but it's not everybody and it's not everywhere. There are some great successes out there in terms of revival, rejuvenation, renewal. And that's really what Christianity and what the whole Judeo-Christian tradition should be about. Russell Moore, what are some of the examples of things that are working in American religious life that can help to illuminate a path to renewal?
Well, one of the things that I've seen working with reaching the next generation is to take them seriously in terms of responsibility. I think there's a mentality that sees the next generation as consumers, that we're to give religious information and give them opportunities to connect with each other and so forth. And that's certainly part of it. But I found the places that younger people really resonate with are those places that say, we need you. And we're going to include you within the membership of the body by actually giving you responsibility and also holding you accountable to that and to teach you how to do it. And that's what I found. I mean, I think there are a lot of older Christians particularly who think that the younger generations don't want anything to do with them. And the number one question I get asked all the time by 20-something Christians is, how do I find a mentor? It's too awkward just to walk up and say, will you mentor me? So how do I do that? They desperately want that. And the places that are taking that seriously are thriving.
And how do you take that drive for a mentor more seriously, especially when, as you recognize in the book again is called Losing Our Religion. You recognize in the book there have been abundant scandals with many churches, and it is hardly limited to evangelical churches. I mean, scandals everywhere in every denomination. But how does that comport with this need for and drive for an appropriate mentor?
Well, I think it starts with having the integrity of the congregation to be honest about that. And often what happens instead is that there's institutional self-protection. And that means just kind of turning a blind eye, not honestly disclosing what's happening. Of course, as you mentioned, that's happening in almost every institution in American life. But a congregation that actually deals honestly, here are the problems that we are having or have had, that goes a long way in restoring credibility, along with here's how we're going to keep that from happening again. And often it's kind of counterintuitive. I had a pastor call me one day. They had a major scandal that they had discovered that had happened in their church. And I said, call the media and let the media know what's happening here so that the people in your community know. And he said, well, I don't want the people in my community to know that they're going to think, oh, that's that church where some bad things happen. And I said, actually, I think you'll find your community will start to trust you more if they know that you're not going to cover things up and hide them from them. And that's exactly what happened.
And was there a change in personnel and a change in atmosphere at this particular institution?
Well, at this church, it was something that had happened long ago in the past, but they were disclosing to the congregation and everyone else, we've discovered this happened. Here are the ways that we're going to try to make sure that never happens again. And they had people from the community who started to come into that church because they were saying, okay, they actually do see that this can be a problem. The places that are really dangerous are the places that think they're invulnerable. Nothing like that can happen to us. And so they just ignore it. That's what really gets dangerous.
You talk about the culture wars, and you don't have a particularly fond view of the culture wars and the impact on actually changing, uplifting people, making them better people, better believers. What's wrong with the culture wars?
Well, I think that stance shifts how we see ourselves in relation to our communities and to our neighbors. And that's especially true when it comes with a kind of lack of confidence in one's own religion, which leads to this sort of frenzied reaction to people who disagree with us on various things. And also, is culture wars are easier than moral formation. It doesn't take a lot just to screen, look at my enemies. It does take a lot to cultivate the kind of personal spirituality and holiness that really is compelling to the outside world.
I think that one of the most challenging chapters in the book is called Losing Our Religion. The author is Pastor Russell Moore. Is the concluding chapter, which is called Losing Our Stability, and the subtitle is How Revival Can Save Us from Nostalgia. Why do we need saving, rescue from nostalgia?
Well, I think that we're... And often what we can do is kind of just whitewash the past. Instead of seeing how revival really works is with a repentance, and often it's with a lot of disruption and a lot of change. And I think that's what's kind of scary, is that we're at a point where things are things are going to have to change rather dramatically. And that's scary to a lot of people, but that's how revival works. And I think there's a kind of revival that people want, which is just a resumption of the status quo that actually can make things a lot worse by just taking the worst aspects of the past and exporting them into the future. That's not what revival is biblically, I don't think.
What's interesting is that this is the time of year in the Jewish tradition that we're coming up to the High Holy Days, where the entire theme is revival and repentance. The term that is usually used for repentance is the Hebrew word tshuva, which really means return, coming back. And it's not, again, just coming back to something that is nostalgic and old. It's coming back to the source of all uplift and faith and goodness and the future, which is God. The book You're Not Afraid to Preach in the Pages of Losing Our Religion.
Well, I think that when it comes to that kind of renewal and repentance, I mean, Jesus talked about it as a losing of a first love. So there's a way in which we can start taking things for granted, and then they just become cold, dead embers. And we really need to be reawakened. And one of the things that the Jewish tradition has that we've kind of lost in a lot of places in American Christianity is that regular sense of reminder and of rites of passage and markers of what it means to live that kind of life.
The book, which is full of all kinds of markers, rites of passage, and wisdom, is called Losing Our Religion, subtitle An Altar Call for Evangelical America. Russell Moore, thank you for your contribution to the conversation and ongoing contribution to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.